You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, Massey University approved the proposed job cuts across admin jobs as well as some in the health and science department. In the announcement, Vice Chancellor Jan Thomas called for another 125 voluntary redundancies across staff members. The Tertiary Education Union were disappointed by this announcement. I spoke with organizer Ben Schmidt about what these extra redundancies mean, why these issues have occurred, and why the recent announcement of more government money is not solving the problem. Massey has announced it is going through with the staff cuts and calling for voluntary redundancies of around 125 positions. What do these voluntary redundancies mean, and are they targeting specific jobs?
So these cuts announced last week are absolutely stating, and our members are serious about those. These are major cuts of up to 5 jobs from the libraries, 15 to 20 jobs from the College of Health, and up to 100 jobs from the College of Sciences, which has already been decimated by years of ongoing cuts.
Now, what will the voluntary redundancies along with the approved job cuts mean for the future?
Yes, so recently a admin review which cut a number of admin jobs, and on the back of that we are now seeing these cutting announced across College of Health, College of Science and the Library just last week. So what this will mean is that already overworked and understaffed members will be put under more pressure, leading to further unsafe workloads. This will also impact on the learning of students. The same quality of education cannot be delivered when staff numbers continue to be cut and continue to be placed under more pressure. So these cuts will lead to huge losses of knowledge, teaching and research, which impacts on students and the wider community, while also piling up on already unsafe workloads for many of our members. These cuts should not go ahead. The Vice Chancellor needs to front up and meet with her staff, stop cutting jobs, and instead work with the union for a more constructive way forwards.
The government has announced extra funding for tertiary education, and Massey could get an extra $12.8 million over the next 2 years. But they have said this is still not going to be enough to solve the problem. Why do you think that is, and what do you think could help solve some of the problems?
So firstly, that is significant, that has been announced. That should be going into keeping staff jobs. The university has not clearly provided any figures to back up these latest job cuts they have announced. What is also significant is that the government has announced an upcoming review of tertiary funding. What the Vice Chancellor should be doing is working collaboratively with the union about constructive way forwards to push for better tertiary funding in this upcoming review and look into alternative options rather than short-sighted job cuts which will only erode the university further.
Now, Vice Chancellor Jan Thompson didn't really give any reasons for the, quote, short-sighted cuts. What do you think are some of the reasons?
Attempted cost-cutting measures. However, the fact is there has not been any clear rationale for that, providing those figures up front for staff to look at. Staff have not been consulted on where these numbers have come from or any clear and transparent rationale to back that up. That is why these cuts should not go ahead, and the Vice Chancellor should instead be fronting up to meet with her staff and engage in genuine and meaningful consultation about the future of the university.
That was Ben Schmidt, Tertiary Education Union organizer Ben Schmidt, on the approved Massey cuts and the proposed.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.